Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone. Good Monday. It is Monday, April 23rd, and you are listening to My Supernatural Life. I have Mr. Anthony, an amazing astrologer, on the phone here. And for those of you who, you know, are coming in late, you can always go to the site and download the podcast to see what you missed. So anyway, we are getting callers on the line, so that's cool. How are you doing, Mr. Anthony? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Just following the stars here and there and everywhere. Been going to Neptune, Jupiter, and Venus and all that. It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Especially in Neptune. You know, Neptune means that's where all the spirits go after people leave their body. There's a lot of spirits on mm-hmm. Neptune right now. But you
well,
know what? But,
the, cool.
but there's also like a big like Club Neptune there, where they serve spirits, so people have a good time there too.
You're funny. So tell me, where are we at? Like, you know, I love your astrology approach. You know, it's very complicated and it's hard for me to understand. But I know the way you approach it is very, you know, how can I say this? Like, it's almost like a science the way you approach it. And so where are we right now in this time of, you know, where the lunar cycles and all that stuff? So where are we? And
so
the
right
end of
now,
Mercury retrograde.
Question,
bye-bye.
Yeah, we had Mercury retrograde there for a while. I went direct on April 16th, 2018. So you know what? A lot of people, meaning with Mercury retrograde, it was in Aries. So Aries basically means to focus on self-awareness, the I am energy, I am spirit, I am creative, I am expanding. So basically with Mercury retrograde, it means to reassess, reevaluate your own sense of self-realization of who I am. Like, who am I? So it went direct on April 16th. It will be full-on direct, meaning 100% direct with Mercury and Aries. That will be 100% direct, like, about May 7th, next month. And then we're going to have the full moon. The full moon on May 1st, next Tuesday. So this
okay.
full moon is going to affect a lot of the earth signs, which is Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. So you have Sun and Taurus, Scorpio moon. So Scorpio moon, the moon always means emotions, and Scorpio represents anything with money, taxes, anything with getting pregnant, all that. But the main thing coming up is people always want to know about love and romance, right? Right, Frankie? So, which is Venus. Venus is in Gemini as of today. So Venus means money, finances, love. Law of attraction is going to be in Gemini all the way through May 20th. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that both Geminis, Libras, and Aquarius, they're all air signs. They're all going to be benefiting during this time as far as meeting somebody brand new, either in person or online, or in a sudden way. So that's going to be lasting until May 20th. Then after that, Venus, the goddess of love, goes into Cancer from May 20th through June 14th. So
okay.
a lot of stuff going on. And then right now, we have Mars. Mars represents action. It's in Capricorn. So if you're a Capricorn person, Cancer, looking at either making a move or looking for real estate properties, what that means. It's all that. And then the main event is going to be on May 16th, 2018. Uranus represents anything with upheaval, chaos, clarity. It's going to be going into Taurus, the bull, on May 15th. Okay, so what does that mean? Is it good or bad? It basically means, because Taurus is an earth sign, anything like manifesting on the earth plane, whether it's cars, trucks, whatever, clothes, shoes, career. So what that means is that if you're an earth sign person, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, for Aquarius, Leo, and Scorpio. All those signs would be affected by Uranus and Taurus. So you're looking at either sudden fame, sudden fortune, or you want to start a sudden business with that face of these. So a lot of stuff going on. And then we have Saturn retrograde. I know you like retrogrades, right, Frankie? You're a big fan of retrograde signs, right?
No, I'm not.
Not at all, not anymore, right?
I'm like, oh, God, it's like, really, really? Just, can I just move along? Anyway, so, okay,
yeah,
so what is...
You know what, we have, it's Saturn retrograde basically leads to, in Capricorn, it's going to be retrograde all the way through September 8th, 2018. So would that be...
Wow.
It's to reassess, reevaluate your career. But here's the other side to that. It also means that if you've been working really hard for the past 6 months with your career and there's been delays, then you're looking where all that stuff comes through between now and August.
Thank God.
So it's not always a bad thing. And then we also have Jupiter retrograde in Scorpio. That's also retrograde till July 9th. So that basically means reassess taxes, credit card. But also, especially for you, Frankie, you got anything with for you personally, because you do have one sign in Scorpio. You have Neptune in Scorpio when you were born way back in 1999. Was it 1990? Something like that?
Yeah.
You're a June Gemini from 1990, right? Or 1999? Which one is it?
There you go.
So you have Neptune and Scorpio, meaning with that Jupiter effect, you're looking at anything with film projects expanding between now and July 2018.
Very nice.
So don't you have any film projects going on?
I do. I have a couple of things kind of brewing, and so just keeping things moving forward and, you know, contracts, all that good stuff, you know. I guess it's kind of good that the contracts weren't done prior because with Mercury retrograde and everything. But, yeah, ready to, you know, we're working out the details, you know.
So you're talking about the contracts in Vegas or the contracts with the Soprano family or the Corleone family? Which one is it? Because I get it confused.
Not those kinds
so in other
of
words, your friends with Carmella Soprano. You guys are good buddies, right?
Carmella.
Not anymore. Ever since the show went up the air.
Yeah. Well, I think that gives us a lot to go with. We have a caller. We have some callers, so we can start getting to that if you're ready.
Sure. I am ready, Freddie.
All right.
Well, that's
okay,
your neighbor, Freddie, sorry.
Freddie, no, my neighbor was, I actually wrote about my neighbors. I'll have to send that to you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But it's not Freddie Krueger, is it?
No, my neighbors were homies. Anyway, not now, but growing up. still, we're going to take a caller, so you'll tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question, okay? So, hello, you're on the air.
Well, hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Lana, and I'm in Florida.
Lana.
How do you spell your name?
L-A-N-A, Lana.
Okay, Lana, your date of birth, please?
November 5th. Do you want the year?
Yes.
1946. I'm old.
You sound
I'm old
very
in
young
years.
Old phone. You sound very young spirit, Lana.
I'm young. I am.
So how can I help you tonight? Any special questions about what's going on right now, Lana?
Well, I'd like to know what's going on. Anything I need to know in terms of either romance or finances? Anything coming up? that you see.
Okay, so you know you're a Scorpio, right?
Yes, I do.
So they say Scorpios are very giving, but also very secretive and very controlling. Is that true?
Well, I've been working on that. I don't think I'm controlling.
The main thing I'm seeing with gravity here is you have good luck with new beginnings, with romance, love. That started already in March. It's going to continue till October of this year.
Okay.
So are
That's
you ready
good.
To meet somebody brand new?
I'm ready to meet somebody brand new. Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm seeing somebody with the initial, like, first name, initial, like, M, like Michael or something like that, or Mark, or initial S, brand new person, looks like initial S. Okay, you know what? I'm also seeing, like, somebody who's, like, born from another country, but he's here on business. Did you have a breakup recently?
Yeah, I did, with somebody who was born in another country and is actually away right now.
But is that still over, or are you open to reuniting?
I'm open to reuniting. I'm open to reuniting. I still care for them. Up to him.
How long were you guys together? A long time?
About a year.
Also, the other thing I'm seeing here, okay, there's going to be a full moon on May 1st. The full moon is going to be in Scorpio. Are there any emotions that you want to let go of from anybody from your past, in the past 6 months to a year?
Anyone that I want to let go of? Is that
like
what you said?
Yeah, somebody that was mad at you or you're mad at them, whatever?
I have pretty good people in my life. The only person that I would consider letting go of is this person that I was with for over a year, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. He's away right now. So.
And then the other thing I'm seeing is, are you doing too much exercises or not enough?
Oh, I'm doing exercise. Yeah.
Are you doing too much? Not enough?
I don't think I'm doing too much. I can do too much, so I have to watch myself.
Are you taking any medication?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So any kind of exercises for May, June, July, it's going to help your heart, the blood circulation.
Okay.
So the main thing, you don't overdo it. But the main thing I'm seeing is that you're going through a time where you can meet somebody brand new, like a new beginning, okay?
Okay.
And even with the new beginning, with meeting somebody brand new, that's where this guy, the guy that you broke up with, whatever, when he comes back to town, whatever, is that he's going to want to contact you.
Okay.
So in other words, the more you let go of him, the more he wants to be with you. It's the opposite of what you're thinking.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. So good
sounds
luck to
good.
You, Lana.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
So
all right.
Can I ask, like, what So did you guys have a mutual conversation, like a conversation about mutually parting, or why do you think
no.
it's over?
Second thoughts. I was away most a lot of the time last year, and I think he had too much time to not be with me and think. And then he got scared, I think, of making a commitment.
Did
so,
he say that?
No, he didn't say that in so many words. He kind of said he needed to step back and work out some issues. And I do think he has some some issues that he hasn't resolved, which
well,
prevents him from moving forward.
Well, that's honest. So when was the last time you talked to him?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said that's very honest on his part, and I was wondering when the last time you spoke.
I spoke to him before he left for Italy a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I've been speaking to him on a regular basis, but he hasn't, you know, he hasn't made the move to see me. We, you know, we see each other socially, but it doesn't go any further than that. You know, he flirts and stuff like that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I think the feelings are there. I just don't think he is acting on it. There's nothing I can do about that.
You know what? When you were saying that, I was feeling that with this next full moon. How do you feel about burning candles?
Okay, I'm all right with that.
Okay, with this next full moon, because the next full moon is going to be in your sign, Scorpio. Scorpio means to let go, release. The more you release, the more balance you have, as opposed to hanging on tight to a rope because you don't want to let go. Okay? So with this next full moon, if you do the thing with the candles, Lana, I would suggest you get two candles, one white, purity, and one red for love. And just like close your eyes for 5 minutes, have the candles burning in a safe place, of course, like 3 days before the full moon, which will be this Friday or Saturday, because May 1st is the next full moon. Okay, so keep in mind what you're going through is transition, rebirth, being born again, so to speak, of releasing his energy. So in other words, it's kind of like going to the bathroom and you haven't flushed it, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But hanging on, when you flush the toilet there, it's kind of like you start all over again, see?
Right.
Or it's kind of like deleting your mobile phone to have more energy to come in for pictures, see? And that's why it's time for you to do this thing with releasing him. Because when you do reunite, you want to have a clean slate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you bring in more energy to meet somebody brand new with those initials that I was seeing. They're like initial M and like an S for somebody brand new.
Okay. That sounds good. So I'll have a choice.
Yes. And then I would also
continue the
candles. I would continue that 3 days after the full moon, like at least till May 3rd or May 4th.
Okay, two candles, you said? White
correct.
And red?
Yeah, get one red and one white.
Okay, I will do that. Thank
you
very much.
Well, that's a good time coming up for you, full moon in Scorpio. So, you know, let us know how it goes. Give us a call back sometime when we're on the air.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Anna. You too. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow, that's a powerful thing for her because, you know, Scorpio, and that's her sign, and good thing to cleanse. And I think it's always good to do a good cleanse anyway.
And a lot of people always ask you about that. They always ask you, like, what's the purpose of the full moon? The purpose of the full moon is to be aware of how you feel, whatever that may be, and then you release it. Because a lot of people always ask me about the full moon because I have a lot of people I know who work in the medical field, and they only want to know because they said they're really busy on the full moon. All your friends from back home get kind of crazy there, Frankie.
Yes, they do.
During the full moon, all your friends from way back when, right?
Yeah, they all go to County Hospital in L.A.
You're crazy. You went to Civil Brand High School, didn't you?
Nah.
Did you go to school there?
Nope. I don't know that.
Civil Brand High
School. That was the women's detention center. Okay, we're gonna take another caller. much. Hold on. Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Soraya. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Welcome.
Soraya?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your question?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I jumped right in. I'm sure Mr. Anthony wants to know your date of birth.
Oh, 7981.
And how do you spell your name?
Soroya.
Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Soraya.
Okay. How can I help you tonight, Soraya?
Tonight, I've been going through a bit of a tailspin where I'm grounded, thankful, I have gratitude, yet I'm trying to understand my younger sister and myself's relationship. Because I know she has her own choices and paths that she got to take, and so am I. We're all on our journey, but she's going through a rough time. You know, she's truly sensitive, and I just want to know how can I be more of a support to her, you know.
So your question is?
I guess I don't got one.
Okay, so you're concerned about your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know you're a Cancer, right, Soraya?
Mm-hmm.
Cancer the crab. They say Cancers are really emotional, sensitive, and very, very protective with family members. Is that true about you?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old is your sister?
She will be 33 next month, God willing.
What is her date of birth?
May 29th, 1985.
Okay, so what I'm seeing with you, at least through, would you say, were things kind of like changing with her, like after April 20th, give or take?
Mm-hmm.
So what I've seen coming up with the energy coming up with the next full moon on May 1st is that your test is going to be if you want to be a protective mother, so to speak, protective of her, or you're going to be her friend, or if you need to let her go through her own experience about life. So it could be in between like chaos versus clarity between now and May 1st. So what exactly is going on with her?
A lot. She's a single parent. She's away from home. She has 4 children. I try to do my part, but I'm not her. And her children and her just all been reunited, and they really need her. And she's done everything that she...
Is she involved with drugs or alcohol?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the kids?
No.
I mean, are they under her custody, whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what about the father of the kids?
He said he can't help, only she can.
Is she living with you?
No.
She lives somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay. Does she have twins?
Go ahead.
No, I do.
You do, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Frankie.
Oh, no, I was wondering, you know, just knowing the chaotic life of addiction, you know, kind of being aware of it, you know, in different times in my life, I know we always want to help, but then we know that like something in our gut, our instinct tells us it's not, you know, we're only capable of so much, right? How are you getting support for yourself to deal with this?
I pray, I meditate, I speak, I write about it. I actually looked up certain facilities that she can go into, you know.
That's great.
But that's her, not me.
Right.
For me, that's all I've been doing. I mean, I've talked to people, but for me, it just hasn't worked out.
Yeah, because, you know, when we love somebody, we really, really love somebody, and they're lost in that world, that cycle, and they just can't see clearly, can't hear what's around them, they can't feel the love, you know. So they're going through their own self-loathing, so whatever we're trying to do, like, I love you, come on, look at your kids, they love you, they need you, they don't feel that they deserve it, so that's why they just kind of tune out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that you find two things. One is some kind of Al-Anon or Nar-Anon, you know, something, some 12-step. There's some, you know, if there's nothing, I recommend face-to-face meeting. But if you can't find one, you know, online, you know, you can find resources because, you know, we try to reason with someone who's really, really sick. So what happens is that we start to get a little crazy because we don't understand why they don't understand. Like, it's really simple. But we're thinking in a way that they don't think, okay? So it's important for us to get that support because it's chaotic, it's heartbreaking, and you're going to need that support. It sounds like, you know, you're kind of the one, right? You're grounded, you're thankful, you know, you're all those things. And she's not. So in order for you to stay there and not get swept up with whatever the circumstance of the day is, you know, that's the support. So either 12-step, definitely 12-step, and if there's a counselor, like a therapist, that specializes, that like kind of has a special insight to addiction. And most of them do now because we're kind of in an epidemic right now with that.
Opioids.
And it's really, it's just a really bad time right now. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, you're doing all the right things. And, you know, what Mr. Anthony's saying, you know, there's, you know, he's usually really, really spot on. Talk about your twins, because he tapped into that. You have twins. What?
Yeah.
I mean, are
I have
they
a boy
involved
and girl.
In any of this? Okay.
Well, I've been planning a birthday party. She's 16 for them, and it's that's been stressful. It's supposed to be a joyous time, but it's been, like I said, stress, you know, because I'm trying to financially prioritize and save for it and keep focused on doing it, but I don't know.
Sure. That makes total sense. And let me just tell you something. What you're feeling is completely appropriate for the situation. Okay, so you're feeling stressed, you're feeling sad, you're feeling, you know, helpless, you know, whatever those things are. And I may be wrong, I've been there, that's what I felt, okay? So
no, that's what it is.
Yeah, so, you know, there is a certain, we always say in program, like, you know, the alcoholic is powerless. Like, step one is admitting that I'm powerless over alcohol, and that my life became unmanageable. Like, that's the first step for an addict. But for us that love addicts, we say, you know, the first step is I have no control over this, you know, the addict's use of drugs and alcohol, and my life has become
mm-hmm.
unmanageable.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're there and you can actually admit that, you know, it kind of gives us a little, it takes a little bit of the pressure off of us, because we realize, like, we don't have, like, they're addicted to the drug, and then we get addicted to fixing them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can't, it's crazy making. Which is why program works. It's very specific, and it's really easy to it's just simple, and it's, you know, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a, you know, if you have a dollar, you have 50 cents, or you have nothing. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
You get in the room, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
enjoy your children.
I am addicted to it. I'm trying not to disappoint
yeah.
them. You know, because it's my...
You know, when I see Saria, you as a cancer of the crab, it's a water element. What I would suggest for you, because you're a protective, emotional person. So do people come to you for advice? Because you're like an acupoint counselor. Do people come to you for advice?
Oh, yeah. Every day at work, too.
See, so you're like an acupoint counselor where your test is going to be. You don't want to take on the other person's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a sensitive person, because you're a water sign. What I would suggest for you, do you have a bathtub there where you live?
Yes, sir.
I would suggest being a water sign, Cancer of the Crab, is like a 10-minute bath with essence salt with two candles burning on the side there when you're in the bath. That's to calm down your emotions.
I'm going to do that before I go to work.
Because that's going to calm you down
home.
A lot. And another thing mm-hmm. I would suggest for you is every 2 hours at work, go outside for like a 5-minute walk to clear your body and your mind.
Oh, I stay outside. That's where I work.
Yeah. See, because
good
a lot of
you.
People who come to you for advice, sometimes you take on their energy that doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a very nurturing person, very caring, but then if they drain you, then you get moody, and then you say, what about my stuff? See?
Yeah.
See?
Then I get selfish.
Right, and then you become
you're human, so you get resentful. You're like, dude, okay, already, I got no more blood. You know, you took it all, so what about me? I know.
Yeah, and the other thing, Saria, is that you want to be in front of your twin kids. You want to be as balanced as possible when you're with them. You want to be present with them. Because they feel your energy when you don't feel balanced. See? And then they take it on, and then they take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
They start thinking, like, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with mom? What did I do? See?
Mm-hmm.
See, so if you can do
the stuff
like that, the self-bathing, the purpose of that is to balance out your energy for yourself. So you can have more energy to be with your kids. And then the other test on staying with your sister, if she does go through upheaval in the month of May, is that that's going to be part of her process to make changes for herself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do it anymore, because you can't hold her hand anymore, because it's draining you.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, it doesn't mean you don't care. It means that you care for yourself because you want to spend time with your kids.
Right.
See?
And that's normal. That's appropriate. And I want you to know that. Okay? You're not
right.
crazy. You're not, you know, that's where the stress happens. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So if you can do that, that'll help you a lot between now and this next full moon. Because if you do nothing, then you're going to feel scattered. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
yeah,
you're going to be a
scattered
cancer.
That's
what
they call it, a family disease.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the option to go into your crab shell and nurture yourself, because nobody's going to do it for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be a hermit once in a while, but like anything else, you don't want to overdo it. So it's going to be, where's the middle ground to help your sister to be there for her, but sometimes the other test is going to be when not to be with her. See?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to create no guilt, any guilt, because that's not your job. Your job is focused on you and your kids and work, career, and have enough energy for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I apologized enough for failing her when I didn't know how to do different, you know. And there's moments when I get to her, and then there's the other part of her that, like you said, that's not my responsibility.
Right.
And I'm not trying to seem cold or anything, because I love her to life. And that's the thing. I want my love to bring her. Not, I can't bring her to life, but to understand that it's a part of her life. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's real.
Exactly. So, so it comes back to that whole notion of, like where do you draw the line, say? Because mm-hmm. you don't want her to drain you, and then you become bitter, and then your kid's saying, like, hey, what's going on here? You know, what do we do? Say? It comes back to that, like cycle, like Frank said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and program is really great about boundaries. Okay, so you want to know boundaries are good for everybody. It's not like oh, here's the line, you better not cross it, I'm going to punch you in the face. That's not a boundary. Boundary is this is a line, this is what works. Okay, and when you cross over here, it doesn't work for me, and actually it doesn't work for you either. So stay over there, I'll stay over here, and we'll be close, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll learn that.
Mm-hmm.
You will learn that in program. Right? So, and they have books and there's literature and it's amazing. So anyway,
Just arrived that you might consider taking up like breathing exercises. That would help you a lot. Anything with meditation, with breathing, anything with that will create balance for you. Because the main thing for you being a water sign Cancer is that you want to balance up your emotions, because you don't want to get emotional with other people when they drain you. That's the key.
Right.
So breathing exercise, being outside would help you. Anything with incense, a sage would calm down your spirit and everything else too.
I just have one more question. Do you see any poisoning on my behalf? Like, do you see anybody trying to poison me? There's a lot of people giving me stuff at work, and I'm kind of scared.
Okay. Kind of breaking up. Can you please repeat that?
I'm sorry.
She said that, do you see anybody poisoning her?
Oh, as far as actually, like, poisoning in your water or coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Like, physically? So, physical poison?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see that physically, Maria. What I see is that the poison word that you use is the thing with everything we're talking about, is that you don't want people to poison your energy of emotion, because that's what the poison is, because you let them, see?
Okay.
So they're poisoning your brain. Your brain is thinking, well, I want to help them, even though they're burning you out, because you want to be a nice person, see? So that term, that word you use, poison, is that you don't want to let that thought poison you, because you're creating balance inside yourself so you can be around them. See?
Right.
So in other words, with your sister, that if she wants to go through the whole process of trying to find God through drugs and alcohol, what they call the left hand of God, that's her choice. See?
Right.
So the key
and
is
she left-handed
to be in the
middle.
There you go. See, so left hand of God. So then you have the right hand of God, where the right hand of God says, well, I'm a born again, whatever, and I read the Bible 24/7. Now, is that being realistic, right?
Right.
So it comes back to where's the middle ground. See, and that's what you're doing for yourself. Staging, Epsom salt bathing, breathing exercises or meditation, all that's going to help you.
Okay. I'm going to stick to that. Simple.
And the key word here is take action for yourself. Don't just think about it. Just do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's good to be selfish sometimes, okay? Sometimes we just, you know, we need to do that. We have a couple of callers we want to get to before we end. So, you know,
thank you for
follow us
call.
So that when we're back on the air, you can let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to jump right into the next caller. Hi, thank you for waiting. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Oh, we'll come back then.
Hello?
Nobody answered.
Is that somebody calling Collect the Civil Brand
Hello?
High School?
Hello?
We went to the next
Hello?
Caller. Hello?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Sonia?
Yes.
Hi, Sonia. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
All right. And what's your date of birth?
February 15th.
Okay.
Year?
Did you want to give the
what
year?
Oh, sure. 1970.
Okay.
1970?
And what's your question? Mm-hmm.
Yes, 1970. My question was concerning career. I started a new position a little over 6 months ago. It was a good opportunity. And I'm quite happy, you know, where I'm at. There has been a lot of changes internally, and they're looking to hire, I guess, maybe one or two more people in my department. Nonetheless, and I'm pretty enthusiastic, and I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as my future at this company and any promotions or advancements for me.
And your first name is Sonia?
Yes.
Okay, welcome, Sonia. And what is your
Thank
date
you.
Of birth again?
2/15/70.
And place of birth?
I'm sorry, I'd rather not give that out on the air.
That's
I
fine.
Apologize.
That's fine, no problem. But 2/15/70, correct?
Correct.
Take a look. So your question is about your career.
Correct.
You're born on a Sunday, day of the week.
Yes, at 3 p.m.
And you know what? You're very ambitious. You're a go-getter. Okay, what I'm seeing here, anything with career. Okay, you're looking at career advancement coming up between now and July of this year. So that's good. Yeah, what I'm seeing for you for career is advancement during that window. So it's a good forecast there.
Okay.
And are you doing too much? Are you doing too much exercises or not enough?
Well, now that the weather is getting warmer, yes, I'm starting again.
Okay. Do you like doing anything with gardening?
Oh, I love gardening. I'm crazy about gardening.
Okay, do you it every day, or I mean, even though the weather, but you have whatever, do you have live plants in your home?
I have a lot of plants outside, and I take care of my own lawn. I do that on the weekends. Once I plant my flowers, I do water them every other day. Yeah, but I love plants and flowers in general.
Because for you, being around plants really calms you down. And I'm also seeing at work, do you work inside or outside or both?
Inside.
Okay. I'm seeing that if you have live plants on your desk, that would calm you down and keep you balanced.
Okay.
Because you spend a lot of time on the computer?
Oh, yeah. That's what I work in the computer.
Okay. So being around nature would calm you down. Because the main thing I'm seeing, what I'm seeing was this promotion here, the main thing for May for you is going to be to balance out your energy through nature and being around plants and have live plants on your desk. And also, are you married, single, or divorced?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. Do you want to meet somebody brand new? Because the opportunity is there.
Actually, I am with somebody now.
Okay. Do you want it to go further than what it is?
It's going pretty well, yeah. I mean, yes.
as far as like a long-term commitment, or are you happy with the way it is?
We don't live together yet, but I'm pretty happy the way things are yet.
Okay. Because I'm kind of seeing there that could be like a sudden move for you and him, but that's going to be like July, August, September. And it's going to happen in a sudden way.
Okay.
Most of the things to kind of travel. But the main thing I'm seeing is a good forecast for the career part.
Okay,
and
do you see me
something
staying?
Coming along with something more training and taking classes for that promotion there?
Absolutely. They already talked to me about it. Do you see me staying at this company for a number of years, like for a long time?
I'm seeing that at least for between 2 and 5 years. So, yes.
Okay.
So, it's a good forecast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, well, it was thank you for calling us and, let us know how things go for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was going to try this other number again, see if they respond this time. They were on hold for a long time, and then they didn't respond when I picked them up. So, let's see.
Are you talking about that caller from Civil Brand High School from room 222?
Hello? Hello, are you there? I kind of hear you there. Caller?
Hello? Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello?
There you are. Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Yes, ma'am. I'm my name. Colorado.
I can't hear you. You're kind of breaking up.
Alyssa?
Alyssa?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado. And what is your date of birth?
What's my question?
What is your date of birth?
November 3rd.
Okay.
Scorpio.
What year?
Oh, 77. Sorry. I was staring
How
at
the How can I help you? How can I help you tonight? Any special questions?
Yes. I was listening to the show. Very interesting. Yes, I have a question. Do you see me, like, getting married, like, in nearby future? I've never been married.
Your date of birth is 11-3-77?
Exactly. It's so damn pinky.
Okay. Okay, so you want to know about getting married?
If I'm ever going to get married, yeah. I don't want to be...
Okay, are you with anybody now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Are you happy with that relationship?
Yes, because he's never been ugly. He's never been disrespectful to me, like cussing, never. So, yes. But he's taking too long to say something. That's what bothers me.
And how long have you guys been together?
Off and on, because of traveling, 10 years.
Off and on?
Yeah, like, because he does traveling, and then I done some traveling, so it never gets bound together.
What is the date of birth of the other person?
November 16, 1960.
1960?
Yes, sir. November 16.
Another Scorpio, two Scorpios. Wow. They say Scorpios are stubborn. Is that true?
Well, I'm very picky, so yes, I think so. Yes, sir.
What about him? Is he stubborn too?
Yes, he won't talk, and then I won't talk, and it's better than fighting.
Okay, you know what I'm seeing with this guy? He's a very emotional guy. He's also a moody guy, but then he can be real serious. Wow. Okay, but he's also very, very career-oriented. Is he self-employed?
At this time, no, no. He's working.
But he wants to be in the next 2 years, or does he want to retire?
Yes, he wants to be both, like retire and self-employed.
Okay, so that's happening in the next 3 months. Okay, so in answer to your question, what I'm seeing here is a sudden marriage between you and this guy between June 20th and October 20th. Key word, unexpected, meaning the more you don't bring it up, the more he wants to marry you because he's going to think that you don't love him anymore.
Oh.
And if you can do that, that's a guy thing, meaning between June 20th and September 20th, the more busy you are with your stuff and your career and all that, the more he's going to be wondering that you gave up on him and that he's going to make a U-turn and want to marry you. Can you do that?
Yes, I am. I can do that.
I know it's kind of hard because you're Scorpio, but you can do it. What's your take, Frankie? What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, you should be doing that anyway, you know? I mean, I feel like do everything that you love anyway. You know, there are compromises in a relationship, but I feel that we should be not just completely 100% available, like just there for the relationship, like live your life, live a balanced life, you know? So I agree with you. but you're
I'm
saying
also,
do it more.
I'm also seeing a pregnancy for you, too.
Oh, when,
but it's
going to
be an unexpected pregnancy, unexpected marriage between you and this guy.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Well, there you go. Let us know how it goes.
Because you're a very fun person. And also, too, like Frankie said, are you open to meeting somebody brand new? Are you open to that? Or do you love this guy?
Well, I do love him because he never talks back to me, never disrespectful. That's what I like. He keeps quiet.
He never talks back to you?
No, he's not rude or nothing. He's just quiet.
Yeah, he's a very charming guy. He's very sociable, but you never know what he's thinking. But he's very observant of you.
I see.
So you do love him with all your heart?
I don't know if it's love. I mean, I do love him, but it's like you get used to the person after so many years, 10 years. I think it's more habit.
Okay, as far as you know, can you get pregnant?
I'm going to get pregnant?
The opportunity is there from late June through September. What I'm seeing is that you could get pregnant first, and then he wants to marry you.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go on to. We only have a little bit of time left. We're gonna go on to. Try to take another caller, but let us know how it goes, Alyssa. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Interesting.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great night.
We have time for maybe one more caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. So,
where are you calling from? You're welcome.
Okay. My name is Tonetta, calling from Philadelphia, PA, and I just found the show.
Excellent.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Tonetta, like T-O-N-E-T-T-A?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
8/29/74.
How can I help you tonight, Tonetta?
Desiree, another female, her date of birth is 2/13/75. Desiree and I had a falling out Thursday, the 5th of this month, so it's been about 2.5 weeks that she decided to not talk to me, blocked me on Facebook, Instagram, phone. We were discussing her moving in here and the whole nine yards. I need to know if and when she's going to come and reconcile with me and move forward, or what is she doing?
Okay, let's take a look. And her date of birth is 2/13/75, correct?
Yes.
Does she have any issues with drug or alcohol abuse?
Yes.
Is that an issue?
With me, or what do you mean?
Is she an issue with her body and her health, and an issue with you?
I accept people for who they are. That's just how I am. That's the bottom line. I'm not here to change anybody. If you want to stop drinking or whatever you're doing, that's her choice. There's nothing. I got to either accept her like this or don't accept her. So I do accept her. I do love her. So, you know.
What was the reason for the blowout? What was the reason for that?
Okay. So I'm not sure where she stands with me, because one minute she loves me, the next minute she's saying she doesn't want to be with me, and she's all over the map, and that can be because of her substance abuse too. But it just blew up, and she just went crazy on text messaging and did that.
Okay, so what I'm seeing, Tanetta, is that what she's going through right now,
mm-hmm.
is that I've seen that after May 21st next month, by that
yep.
time things would be more relaxed. She needs time to go through her stuff. Basically, what I'm seeing is not good timing right now for you guys to move in right now. Wait at least until May 22nd, because you don't want to you don't want to rush it right now. You know what I'm saying? Because the compatibility between you and her is very good, but whatever
yes.
issues she has, a lot of it stems from emotional stuff, and she's dealing with it through drugs or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She's staying right now temporarily with an ex-boyfriend that she said that she's running a room, but she wants to get out of there, and he's abusive, and I told her.
Okay, well, can I say something?
Yes.
I know you're very generous in that you accept her exactly how she is, and
mm-hmm.
know that the chaos that she's going through right now and putting you through, you're going to have
yeah.
that inside your home. Because she can just get mad and then block you, you know, from
mm-hmm.
her life. And just because you're not living together and she's doing it through social media doesn't mean she's
mm-hmm.
not going to do something like that when you're together, okay? If she's
mm-hmm.
drinking or whatever, and she's got with
mm-hmm.
this abusive person or whatever, she's going to bring
yeah.
all that drama, that chaos with her to your house, okay? And it's going to live in your home. And then you're living with the aftermath of her, you know, abusive boyfriend, and the after, you know, the day in, day out of the drink, whatever it is that she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it gets really hard to, it's great when you love somebody, you know, but over time, in 5 years, are you still going to be okay with it? In 10 years, are you still going to be okay with it? You know, and we're getting to the end of the show, so... is there anything else you want to say, Mr. Anthony? Because we got like 30 seconds.
So, Netta, the only thing I would suggest is do a meditation on a daily basis, send her love and light, and then release that between now and May 1st of the next full moon. Can you do that?
Yes.
Because you guys are connecting on the dream state when both you guys are asleep, because she does love you, but she's learning from
yeah.
that guy she's with how abusive he is, and then she's going to realize how much she loves you and why suffer. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But she has to do it on her own. You can't
I
do
know.
It for her.
And you're going to be fine.
You love her.
You sound very solid.
You love her,
you
and you're not her mother. So it's kind of like time out right now, but she will be back on her own accord because she does love. The love is there.
Okay, we got to go. We got like 5 seconds. Thank you for calling. Follow
Thank
us. You can download this show. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.